Blackstone Audiobooks presents HMS Surprise by Patrick O'Brien. Chapter 1. But I put it to you, my lord, that prize money is of essential importance to the Navy. The possibility, however remote, of making a fortune by some brilliant stroke is an unparalleled spur to the diligence, the activity, and the unremitting attention of every man afloat. I am sure that the serving members of the board will support me in this, he said, glancing round the table. Several of the uniformed figures looked up, and there was a murmur of agreement. It was not universal, however. Some of the civilians had a stuffed and non-committal air, and one or two of the sailors remained staring at the sheets of blotting paper laid out before them. It was difficult to catch the sense of the meeting, if indeed any distinct current had yet established itself. This was not the usual restricted session of the Lords Commissioners of the Admiralty, but the first omnium gatherum of the new administration, the first since Lord Melville's departure, with several new members, many heads of department, and representatives of other boards. They were feeling their way, behaving with politic restraint, holding their fire. It was difficult to sense the atmosphere, but although he knew he did not have the meeting entirely with him, yet he felt no decided opposition, a wavering, rather, and he hoped that by the force of his own conviction he might still carry his point against the tepid unwillingness of the First Lord.